Welcome to Dealer Driven, where the rubber meets the road to success. This episode, sponsored by NADA Vault and Authenticom. NADA Vault connects over 12,500 dealerships across 100-plus DMS systems, offering both dealers and vendors secure, standardized, and compliant data. With Record Recharge, we validate and cleanse records daily, so your team can make smarter, faster decisions. Trusted across the automotive industry, NADA Vault, powered by Authenticom, keeps your data clean, connected, and ready for action. Your data, your way. Authenticom, the business behind the automotive business.
Welcome to Dealer Driven. I'm Cameron Wilson.
And I'm Michael Hayes. Today, we're diving into a topic that's becoming more and more critical: data control and security.
Every dealership generates massive amounts of data, but if you're not managing it properly, you're leaving money on the table, as well as opening yourself up to unnecessary risks. In this episode, we'll be joined by Michelle Phelps, Senior Director of Customer Success at Authenticom, to discuss how dealers can take control of their data with NADAVault, a free resource for our members.
And you said free, Cameron.
I did.
Michelle will break down how dealerships can decide who gets their data, when, and how. We'll also explore how cleaning and optimizing data before it's shared can improve accuracy and efficiency and ultimately lead to more sales.
I'm excited, Michael. Let's get started.
Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Michael and Cameron. It's wonderful to be here.
So, Michelle, who controls most dealership data right now?
Oh, gosh, that is one of the biggest issues in automotive right now. Honestly, it's one that doesn't get talked about enough. It's who actually owns dealership data. Truth is, there's an ongoing tug of war happening behind the scenes every single day.
So who owns this data? What are some of the risks for not managing it properly, as we should say?
Yeah. You know, when dealers don't have control, they're kind of wide open. You might be sharing way more data than you realize. You could be out of compliance without really even knowing it. Or worse, you know, giving up insights that competitors could use against you. And if that data ends up in the wrong hands or gets exposed in a breach, you know, guess what? It's the dealers on the hook, not the vendor. So that's why it's really important. That's why we stress here at Authenticom that dealers really take back control of their data. You should have the ability to decide who gets access, you know, when and for what reason, period.
Absolutely. So explain to us a little bit how NADAVault helps our dealership members take ownership of that data and make sure that they're sharing it securely and efficiently.
That would be free NADAVault. Again, I want to highlight
free. You love that word, Michael, don't you? Free,
yeah.
Free,
actually,
free.
I should say no charge, but that's
no charge. Member benefit.
That's right. Member benefit. So NADAVault really gives dealers, think of it like a central hub to manage who can access their data, when, exactly what data is getting shared. It puts the dealers back in the driver's seat, we like to say, kind of literally. It's easy to use, transparent, ensures that the data flows only to trusted partners. It's secure, and everything is encrypted along with STC safeguard regulation. So we really, really believe in security, transparency, control. There's no more guesswork or worrying about what's going on behind the scenes when you're thinking about kind of transference of data.
So Michelle, you mentioned that, you know, currently if dealers aren't using a system like this, their data could just be out in the sphere. So how does NADAVault help dealerships stay compliant and also protect them from potential legal risks?
Yeah, absolutely. I always kind of like to refer as the data ecosystem is like the wild, wild west, right? Data is flowing all over the place. Either people are getting it directly from the DMS or then one vendor is getting it and they're sending it to another person. And there is absolutely no visibility into it. And with all of the FTC and state regulations tightening and everything, compliance is no longer optional. So what NADAVault does allows the dealership to do is like kind of think of it as auditing their data connections. They can see who has access to their data, when it was accessed, what data, and say they're no longer working with one of those partners. they can revoke that access immediately and terminate that liability that they might have. And also, kind of taking it a step forward, it really ensures that only the minimum necessary data is shared and that every data transfer is tracked and logged. That means if there's ever a question, right, about compliance when it comes up, you've got full transparency and, more importantly, accountability and auditability within the Native Vault platform.
So when you've seen all these different things, you've highlighted quite a few of them. What do you think are the most common mistakes you've seen that dealerships have when they're sharing data with vendors? Of course, data is not on Native Vault. But what are some of the free with Native Vault? What are the most common mistakes?
Free.
You highlighted some of them free that dealers make on a regular basis. What are the ones that you've helped kind of prevent or have them get to look at?
You know, I love that question so much because when I am talking with dealership groups and large dealership groups, really with some of the things that have happened over the couple of years, it's just oversharing. They're like, we want more control over our data, right? And data is like gold in automotive. Everybody wants more and more and more data. So, you know, vendors often get more data than they actually need simply because they want to have it, you know, in case something happens down the road. And the dealers, anything outside of Native Vault, if say they go direct to the DMS, there's really no way for the dealer to know exactly what fields, exactly what data. They're just like, yeah, okay, they need my sales data. And then they go ahead and turn it on. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with large dealership groups where they're like, you know, we're fine. We think we've got it under control. And I'm like, okay, I know exactly where they are in all the DMSs. I'll ask them to go and run a report and figure out who's actually receiving their data. The results are shocking. There'll be vendors in there that they haven't worked with for years and years and have been getting their data. And it's like, at the end of the day, the dealer's none the wiser. That data is going out still and that they have no idea. And the buck kind of stops with them. They're the ones that, if anything happens, are liable for that.
That's really scary because, you know, as you mentioned, dealers have no idea how much data is flowing out. Yet with Native Vault, I think you mentioned earlier, they can literally go in and see who gets what and turn someone off instantly.
Correct. Yeah. One of the things that I'm seeing a lot more too, with kind of the move of more digital and when at a dealership kind of selling cars and everything, is they're like, okay, I'm going to do a 3-month campaign with ABC vendor, and they can go ahead and schedule it out. They're like, on this day, make sure that they do not receive my data anymore, and they can schedule it. More importantly, one of my biggest features that I always talk to dealers about is actually look at the data that is being requested in Native Vault, because we give the functionality to the dealer that say a consumer doesn't need any consumer data, right? The dealership, you don't need any PII or anything like that. And they can go in and by field level say, nope, you don't need customer name. You don't need address. You don't need birthdays. You don't need anything. And then they can send everything else that might be relevant to that campaign or whatever program or software it's powering. But we really like to give the dealer control because, like I said, the second that anything happens with that data, the buck stops with the dealer. It's not the vendor or anyone else. It's the dealer with some of the regulations in place today.
Talk for a second about cleaning dealership data, because, you know, there's so much information that goes into a DMS system, and I'm sure some of it is good, some of it's not. So talk a little bit about cleaning the data before you send it to a vendor.
Honestly, data cleanliness is one of my favorite things to talk about, because the data is just dirty. It doesn't matter what system it is. And the DMS, the CRM, there's dirty data everywhere. And when you have clean data, that means fewer errors, better targeting, more effective marketing. If you're sending out outdated or duplicate records, your vendors really can't perform. And, you know, your internal teams can't. We're seeing a lot more dealers actually come to us and say, hey, just help me clean my data. Because we have Native Vault, we have data cleansing capabilities within Native Vault as well through our record recharge product. So we can ensure that the data you're sharing to your third-party vendors or anyone else, or even back to yourself, it's accurate, it's current, it's formatted correctly, And that directly translates to improved marketing, ROI, smoother operations. There's just so many different benefits to actually having clean data, because why would you want data that's inaccurate? There's so many problems with that in and of itself, right?
NADA Vault connects over 12,500 dealerships across 100-plus DMS systems, offering both dealers and vendors secure, standardized, and compliant data. With Record Recharge, we validate and cleanse records daily so your team can make smarter, faster decisions. Trusted across the automotive industry, NADA Vault, powered by Authenticom, keeps your data clean, connected, and ready for action. Your data, your way. Authenticom, the business behind the automotive business.
You mentioned earlier about, it reminded me, you know, we talked about process evaporation. We used to actually have dealers do what you said, have them pull up, okay, who has access to your data now, and how shocked they were when they found these vendors, usually marketing vendors, if they stopped the program, still had access and actually were still accessing the system and pulling information. Is there anything beyond that that could indicate that we really need to have a better solution than we currently have in place?
There's different companies out there that only do things for compliance and access and everything. And if you're really not sure what vendors have access and you haven't reviewed these connections in, you know, more than a year, you're likely overdue for a data health check. Red flags, there's compliance concerns, there are vendor errors, struggling to just get reporting out of your own DMS can be a mess. So if you're a dealer or a group and you're really kind of feeling out of control, it's time to kind of maybe take a look at free, Michael, Nada Vault. And we can definitely have a conversation and help dealers with that, because that's really what we're passionate about, is just understanding what pain points are you having with your DMS or in your data. There's a lot of disparate systems and siloed systems, and ones that we're seeing a shift, like I said, of just really dealers paying attention to data because of the more of the digital wave that we are in today.
Okay, so I'm sold. Okay, I need the no charge, great ROI data vault here. How easy is it for our members to get started on this?
It's incredibly simple. So we are working with close to 12,000 dealers today. Dealers can go enroll online. It takes just a few minutes. Once you're in, you'll get a dashboard view of your vendor feeds. You can kind of tell us what dealerships you're connected to, what vendors you want to be connected to. Even if you're not tech savvy or anything, it's a very, very user-friendly dashboard that everything is really kind of streamlined, simplified. When we built Nada Vault, we really wanted a tool that was very self-sufficient for dealers and vendors, everyone to use. We also, if you're just like, I really want it, I'm not sure what to do, go ahead and reach out to us. We have an amazing, amazing team at Authenticom that would be happy to 100% walk you through all the steps.
That's wonderful. And we love self-sufficiency. That's perfect. Talk to me a little bit about, I have to think that if it's simpler to connect with a vendor through Nada Vault, talk a little bit about how that improves vendor relationships and just overall efficiency of the dealership operations.
So obviously clear data leads to clear results. When the vendor receives clean, consistent data, they perform better. We have about 520 vendors that we are powering their platforms today. That's kind of why we like to say we're the business behind the automotive business, because we're the ones facilitating a lot of those vendor programs. And the campaigns become more effective. Analytics are more actionable. You know, trust improves because the dealer is controlling the data, the vendor is getting the clean and accurate data that they need, and just internal friction. You know, dealership staff isn't spending hours cleaning up bad data or chasing down errors. And that's time and money saved across the board on the dealer and the vendor side.
What other steps should our members, dealership owners, take to start maximizing the benefits of that no charge data vault?
Yeah.
And making data work for them. I mean, that's what it's supposed to do. So what steps do they do?
You got it. And you said it, Michael. Step one, enroll in Nada Vault. It's fast, free, puts you in control. We said it many times, free, free, free. But step two really is you kind of review your vendor list. Do they need this data? If not, dial it back. Go ahead and think about what kind of data that they need to power their platform. Because like I said earlier, data is gold. It's flying all over the place and dealers don't really have a way to track that. And then I'd say a third bullet point would be kind of take advantage of the data cleansing or record recharge tool enhancement features so that what you're sharing is high quality. Data is one of the most valuable assets and it needs to be treated that way.
On that record recharge, if I could have a quick question about what percentage of data, customer data, do you think gets cleaned? You know what I'm saying? When you run through the record recharge, is it 15%, 20%, 25% that gets consolidated or more? You know what I'm saying?
Great, great question. I know these metrics off the top of my head because I get asked them a lot. So we typically see we have a few different products. We have our vehicle owner verification where we can tell someone if they, still own a vehicle. If not, why are we still marketing to them for that particular vehicle? We have email, phone, address. We typically see between 40 and 50% that gets turned around either through appends or we can validate and say, that is no longer the email or address for that specific consumer. So A, we're validating, but then B, we can go ahead and append the accurate records. So we've done everything from large dealership groups that are going through a DMS transition from one DMS to another, and they're like, help us clean our data before we put it into the new DMS. Or we've done everything from small mom and pop shops that are just like, hey, I have so-and-so printing company that I work with down the street, and I just want to make sure that this data is accurate. And we have amazing partners and rates on all of our products. And if any dealers want to know about more of that, just absolutely reach out to us because we really want to drill into how you're using the data and then how we can help you too.
So when you do that, if I may real quickly, great thoughts, by the way, is how often do you recommend that they clean the data? Once every month, 6 months, 10 months, 12? I mean, I'm just curious.
It varies case by case, Michael. That's such a good question that I get asked a lot as well. And it's because if you're doing, recalls or something like that, yep, absolutely, we should be running it once a month. If you are doing just a campaign every 6 months with somebody, maybe we look at doing it on a quarterly basis or bi-monthly. Or, there's just all kinds of different use cases. At minimum, you should be looking at least twice a year because consumer records change so often. And the more and more you get outdated data, the more costly it is to you down the road. So if you're just kind of keeping up on it and doing it at least twice a year, it doesn't get too bad. But again, it's really a matter of how you're actually using the data and what's important to you. Do you send mailers, recalls? Like I said, there's all different kinds of use cases for that.
Michael, I think we should ask Authenticom to clean our NADA data.
Hey, there's a thought.
We should start practicing what we preach, Cameron.
Right. So, Michelle, one last question before we go.
Sure.
This is a big one. If there happens to be another DMS provider that has, a little cyber attack, how can NativeVault help?
Big question on top of everyone's mind with all kind of, we've really seen a way in automotive that automotive is actually being really targeted right now for breaches and all different kinds of stuff. I think, Michael, you said earlier, right? You had a dealership group that might have had
just
a breach.
Week.
And yeah, it's happening. And it's very, very scary. But because NativeVault really acts as a kind of a neutral, secure layer between the DMS and any vendors, it can provide continuity and protection in case of an attack. If the DMS is compromised, you can stop the feeds immediately, protect sensitive data, and even kind of transition vendors more easily. I do get asked this quite a bit. When the incident happened last year that we all know of, right? We had dealers flooding our phone lines and like, oh my gosh, what do we do? And it was a piece of cake, right? Just, hey, don't worry. we go ahead, log into Native Vault, and you can download your data and you can have that internally. So the service lane didn't miss a beat, you know, parts departments didn't miss a beat. They knew what appointments were going on, everything, because Native Vault had all of that information in their system. They downloaded it. They were unable to send it to their BDC companies. So really think of Native Vault as just that layer to add a little bit of resilience to your tech stack. And then, yeah, even using it internal purposes. So, ooh, Cameron, that's a question right there.
I know. It's huge.
I had to go on and on about that one.
Yes. I had to make sure we asked it. And thank you so much for answering it. And also thank you so much for your insights today. It has been so wonderful having you on the show.
Yes. Thank you so much, honestly, for having me. I always appreciate the opportunity to get in front of the NADA team, talk about Native Vault and what we are doing together. And if anyone wants to talk more, absolutely find me on socials or LinkedIn. Go to our website. You can go to nativevault.com or authenticom.com to learn more. And we'd be really happy to talk with anyone.
Sounds like a no-brainer, Michelle.
It's free, Michael. Free.
That's all the time we have for this episode. A huge thank you again to our guest, Michelle Phelps, for joining us. If you're enjoying the show, leave us a rating or a review and tell a friend. Once again, I'm Michael Hayes.
And I'm Cameron Wilson. This has been Dealer Driven from NADA. Keep your dealership in drive, and we'll see you next time.